now it's time for me to be quiet and listen to Jacqueline. You still there, Jack?
Okay. Yes, I'm here. So the question is about how to prevent bruising. And then the second one is how to get rid of cataracts.
Okay. Well, let's go backwards here, ma'am, and start with getting rid of cataracts. Every natural food store in the country, plus the Tahoma Dispensary, plus compounding pharmacies, have a product that's sitting on their shelf called CAN-C, C-A-N-C, C-A-N-C. Now, that one was thoroughly researched over a decade ago as a cataract stopper and, in some cases, a cataract reverser. One puts a drop in the eye with the cataract, and it can't hurt to put it in the other eye, too, because it can't hurt at all. And plus, it might totally prevent a cataract if we put it into a clear eye that might get a cataract later. Anyway, one puts a drop into the eye with the cataract and does that twice a day. And in the research, what was found is that very early cataracts would disappear, and not so very early, but still relatively early cataracts would stop where they were, not getting worse. And that would also apply to some of the medium cataracts, and the only ones that it didn't work on were the ones where a person was told, well, you're going to need surgery in a year or two. And when they got that bad, it didn't work. So anyway, ma'am, it's called CAN-C. The health food store is not allowed to tell you what to do with it. They're not allowed to do that, because if you were an FDA agent, you could arrest them on the spot. And I'm not kidding. FDA does that kind of stuff. They fined some company $2 million for selling CAN-C eye drops without, quote, approval, unquote, even though the research was very thorough and it does work. So look for those eye drops, ma'am. But that's not all. There was a letter written to the editor of the Texas Medical Journal by an ophthalmologist practicing in Texas who not only was an ophthalmologist, but he had a good sense of humor and he was nice to folks. Hear how he was nice. He wrote a letter to the editor there, and it said, I'm writing to warn my fellow ophthalmologists that since I started recommending 50,000 units of vitamin A a day to everyone with an early cataract, oh dear, I have to warn my fellow ophthalmologists, my income from cataract surgery has gone down by two-thirds. No kidding, ma'am. That's what he wrote, and I've had people try that. And by the way, 50,000 units is not too much unless one is planning to get pregnant. It might hurt the fetus, but for adults, it's just fine. And besides that, when vitamin A is too much for any individual, it'll give them headaches because it raises the pressure inside the skull. So if you don't get any headaches, 50,000 units, that also helps to prevent infections quite nicely, but it helps to keep cataracts from progressing. I'd put that together with the CAN-C eye drops, ma'am. And lastly, you don't happen to have any prediabetes or type 2 diabetes in your family, do you?
No, I don't.
Okay. If you did, there's something else to think about, but you don't. So there we go. Now, what was
good,
the other
thank
thing?
You.
Okay.
The other was thing there... was bruising.
Oh, the bruising. That one. And no, I don't like work for the Wise Woman Company, but I've mentioned it three times, so people might think I do, but I don't, and they don't pay me a thing. They have a material called Hawthorn, and I think it's solid extract, but if they've changed the name, which somebody told me they have recently, it's still their Hawthorn gel.
And Hawthorn is, as you mentioned earlier. Yeah.
Yes, same as that, and that helps to stop bruising quite nicely because it strengthens those blood vessels. And then the other thing, of course, ma'am, is if you're of an age to consider even bioidentical hormones, the testosterone component of the bioidentical hormones strengthens those blood vessels, big ones and small ones, and keeps them from bruising easily also.
Ooh, great. Okay, perfect. And then last, I have one more question. In terms of my sister has problems with her ears in terms of the wax building up and she's not able to get it out. She's been to many doctors. She's used everything over the counter and it still builds up and she can't get it out literally. And the doctors can't either. I don't know if you have any suggestions or what to do.
Well, I surely do, ma'am, but best thing, if we can get it done, ma'am, the best thing is to get it all cleaned out once, if we can, and if we can't, I'll get to that in a moment, but in several moments. But the best thing to do is to get it all cleaned out once, and then go get yourself some fish oil, whoever this ma'am is, fish oil, And I am not kidding at all. It should be, it can be a flavored fish hook because that's in all the stores now because the kids like the blackberry flavored and the lemon flavored and all those flavors better than plain fish oil. But go get some fish oil. And what do you do with the stuff? If you've got that bad wax problem, you start by taking, I am not kidding, you can put it in a smoothie, whatever you want, but I'm not kidding. You start with 3 tablespoons daily, and when we take that much fish oil, we've got to take some extra vitamin E. Vitamin E comes in a 400-unit capsule. We got to take 3 vitamin E capsules, too, and that keeps the fish oil totally safe. Now, fish oil isn't dangerous, but over several years' time, it can cause low-grade abrasion on some of our cells, and we don't want that. The vitamin E stops that. It's called lipid peroxidation. Anyway, I have not run into anybody yet who had clear ears with a previous bad wax problem who after using 3 tablespoons of fish oil a day, had the wax return. Just a little bit every once in a while, but not the bad wax problem. So they asked me, how much fish oil, how long do I have to keep taking 3 tablespoons a day? I say, I don't know, but your body will tell you. So if you want to, cut down to 2 tablespoons a day and see if the wax starts to accumulate. And if it doesn't, then try cutting down to 1.5 tablespoons. And if it still doesn't accumulate, keep cutting down. And sooner or later, when you cut down further than your body wants you to, you'll start accumulating wax again, and you'll just have found out how much you need to keep the wax from accumulating. Now, having said all that, if they can't get the wax out of there, that's tough. But guess what? If one squirts a little bit of that fish oil in with the wax, one can't hear so good. I got to admit that. But you lie there and let the fish oil run out again. And quite frequently, that fish oil, after at least a couple, 3 weeks of use contacting that wax and letting it run back out again, why that wax gets easier to get out of there. What do you know? Because remember, if the fish oil keeps it from accumulating in the first place, it also can soften it, ma'am.
Oh, wow. Okay. Thank you. And then what about psoriasis?
Oh, that one's almost easy. A very, very smart dermatologist called Stephen Smith discovered that the little bugger that causes psoriasis, which is called H. pylori for Helicobacter pylori, and psoriasis is nothing more than an autoimmune triggered reaction to the H. pylori, which usually is living in our stomachs, so that person should know that too. But what he discovered is that that little bugger just simply does not like a substance called nickel dibromide. But don't write that down. Here's what you want to write down. You want to write down PS, and maybe it's PZ. It probably is PZ, but might be PS. O-R-I-Z-I-D-E. It's called Sorazide. Now that one can even tell you on the label it's treatment for psoriasis. Why can it do that? Because it's a homeopathic. And back in 1938, a whole bunch of money from John D. Rockefeller got his senator from New York State to get a law passed that exempted homeopathics from an FDA regulation. How do you like that? And it is a low dose. It's a very homeopathic. But people who use that regularly, you usually have to take one in the morning, one at night, one in the morning, one at night. Guess what? Their psoriasis goes away. But they've also gotten rid of the psoriasis by killing the H. pylori, which is what causes it. And don't do this without a doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. The reason this stuff works is that the H. pylori bacteria loves nickel. It's just one of its favorite snacks. But this doc found if he put bromide in it, and it's all in homeopathic doses, that the bromide, after it gets inside the H. pylori, it kills the H. pylori because the H. pylori was so greedy for nickel, it took up the bromide too and died. But the problem is it is possible to accumulate too much nickel. So that takes a lot of it, but I'd be working with Dr. Skill and knowledgeable in natural medicine on that, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.